This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Miles and miles of the Gallatin River have been listed by Montana environmental officials as impaired following excessive pollution-induced algal blooms over the last few years. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality listed the river and its unhealthy conditions after analyzing years of scientific data and visual evidence. The Gallatin River will undergo water and contaminant treatment once it receives an official designation. If the treatment proposal is approved by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, the section of the Gallatin River from the Yellowstone National Park boundary downstream to the confluence with Spanish Creek can start to be nursed back to health. River cleanup would include a total maximum daily load of contaminants. The TMDL would establish a limit on how much of a pollutant the river can tolerate. Then the state, local groups, and landowners will develop plans to limit contaminants. Studying and treating the river will take 5 to 6 years. If the neon green algal blooms are left untreated, fish populations and river-dependent industries and uses like irrigation, rafting, fishing, and tourism will decline. Guy Alsenser, executive director of Bozeman-based nonprofit Upper Missouri Waterkeeper, said, "It sounds bad, but the impairment designation actually represents a really good thing for the river. It's not just about the health of the fish. It's also about the ability to use the river as a society," he said. The move to list the Gallatin as impaired comes after multiple environmental groups, including Upper Missouri Waterkeeper, the Gallatin River Task Force, Montana Trout Unlimited, and others formally petitioned the state to do so last spring. The damaging and unhealthy algal blooms are due to nitrogen and phosphorus in the river from sources tied to land use and development, including inadequately treated wastewater, fertilizers, and old septic systems. There's also less water in the river and increasing water temperatures. While algal blooms are often the result of heightened amounts of nitrogen and phosphorus, the Gallatin River is not currently exceeding permitted levels. That could mean that, for the Gallatin River, permissible levels need to be reconsidered, or it could mean that the Gallatin is particularly sensitive. Montana DEQ recommends that residents plant native vegetation along stream banks, schedule regular septic maintenance, and limit the use of fertilizers, among other tactics. Democrat Kevin Hamm of Helena has announced his bid for Congress. Hamm is running as the Democratic challenger for Montana's Central Eastern Congressional District. As Hamm announced his candidacy for the U.S. House of Representatives, he said the spirit that has made Montana so unique a state is characterized by its ability to support people over partisan politics. He said that he's the type of person that respects and understands Montana's purple heritage, a mix of both major political parties. He announced his candidacy for Montana's Central and Eastern Congressional District, which includes Billings, Helena, and Great Falls. That seat is currently held by Representative Matt Rosendale, a Republican in his second term. With the 2024 election still 18 months away, Hamm says the timing of his announcement gives him ample opportunity to speak with Montanans who may believe that the race is impossible for a Democrat to win. At his announcement, Hamm said, "I am not a politician and I haven't inherited my wealth. I took the drink orders of the pompous people whose fathers were paying for their drinks while I was worrying about paying my own bills. I knew the good people in the kitchen. I was ridiculed, but I was able to live here authentically anyway. I built communities in the hallways, and I built communities in schools. I have a life of solidarity with those who work for a living." Kevin Hamm's background is in telecommunications. He's the chief executive of Auxilium and Treasure State Internet and Telegraph. Hamm is an out gay man and an organizer for human rights and gay rights in Montana. He said that his campaign is rooted in the belief that Montanans still support labor, still value a work ethic, are concerned about the climate, and want personal freedom. Hamm said he was intentionally starting early and kicking off his candidacy in Billings, Montana's largest city, which now tilts conservative. He pointed out that even in the more conservative parts of the state, residents have historically been willing to split their ticket. He says he's beginning early to let independent voters know they have a choice, even though most political analysts see the seat as safely Republican. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.